Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of What the Hal. You guys want to say that together?
What the hell?
Yeah, it feels good to say that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I want you to meet my guest, because we've got a special bunch of people in here. We've got Jack Fullman, who is with the Braille Institute. We have Nutsiri Kidcool. Did I say that right?
Nutsiri.
That's an unusual name. It's Thai, right?
Yes, it's Bali.
It's Bali. And so, but Natsui likes to be called Earth, like Earth, Wind, and Fire. And so we're going to call her Earth. And Dee Dee, whose real name is Dolores Mann, but she likes to be called Dee Dee.
That's right.
We're going to call her Dee Dee. And both Dee Dee and Earth are people who are visually impaired. Now, because you can't see us, why don't you two explain a little bit about your visual issues and how that came to be? And Dee Dee, why don't we start with you?
Okay, I have pre-retinopathy, but I know it as regional fibroplasia, and I was prematurely born. It was about 3 months.
So you've been blind all your life.
Uh-huh.
And you learned to live with this in a very early age.
Oh, yes.
What, was it hard?
Well, yes, because, you know, being a kid, you know, you don't know much, and you do got to do what your parents say, and, you know.
Did you feel like other kids didn't want to play with you?
At times.
And how'd you deal with that?
I just did the best I could.
Yeah.
You know, I'd go away and cry, just like some of us, and I'd be told, well, get over it, or, you know.
Did it make you harder?
Yes, but, you know, being a musician.
You're an opera singer, too, right?
I'm an opera singer, and then I also play flute. But being a musician, that puts me in the sensitive category, I guess,
and
as
so,
an artist.
So what's your favorite opera?
Oh, Madame Butterfly comes to mind right now.
Oh, I like that one. Can you sing a little?
Oh, I can't right
now.
Oh,
not a thing. Okay.
Not right now. This is not my real voice.
Okay. All right. And Earth.
Yes.
You actually were sighted and then later became blind.
Well, I was born with congenital cataract and turned into glaucoma. My mom had German measles when I was born, but I still have sight and can see, you know, computer normally. And
do you see more shadows?
Now I see shadows and some light.
Yeah. But it's a strain to be able to see.
Yeah, I mean, I still dream seeing, so sometimes it becomes so real that when I wake up, I thought my sight is back.
Oh, wow. So let me explore that for a second. So when you dream as a person who has vision.
Yes.
And what do you see in your dreams?
Well, I see me when I used to have sight, or I see me doing stuff with my family, you know, my dad and my mom. And see their faces, but and all friends that I used to see before, and now I just don't see them.
Yeah. Jack, you know, this is where you work, the Braille Institute. It's what you do for a living, and so you're amongst and with people who have sight issues. I know the Braille Institute works really hard to come up with different kinds of programs. One of the things that we want to talk about is how you teach young people or older people that are blind to be able to use touch screens and smartphones and things that we tend to take for granted because we can see them. So when we take an iPhone or an Android out of a box and we turn it on and we see the apps and we push the button and we know what to do, it's not that easy for somebody without sight or with very poor sight.
Yeah, and that's why all of our centers have technology centers within them. And we have instructors like Earth here who are blind or visually impaired themselves. And they work one-on-one with people who come in, our students, and they can take them from someone who knows nothing about technology to someone who's pretty good, like Dee Dee here, who said she came in with a flip phone and now Earth has her mastering, you know, the iPhone 10. So
can you play words with friends?
Yes.
You can?
Yes.
Okay, I'm good at that. I'm a tough competitor when it comes to words with friends. How do you teach people, Earth? How do you do that?
Well, I explain to them the gesture that we need to use the phone, like the basic gesture, like how to swipe, how to flick, how to double tap. So, you know, like when you flick right, you move to the front or forward, and you flick left, you move backward, and when you double tap, you actually activate whatever you want to activate or open the app. And I explain to them step by step, and you know, have them repeat as much as they need it. And I enjoy working with, you know, them, see them success. We do order food from, you know, different services and
you
grocery
like the, you
store.
You like the eating part, huh?
I'm laughing because she was teaching me how to use the Instacart.
We did. And we also order the food like from different restaurants and have them deliver to the front door, you know. And
she and I were working on Instacart. And there was this fruit there that she wanted to know what it was. And I said, I don't know what it is. So she said, swipe on it. You're ordering it. I want it. So I did that. And so it turned out to be a great big, I think it was...
it's a yellow melon, I think.
Yeah.
It's like Korean melon that is yellow, but it tastes like watermelon.
So it's sweet.
Yes, it's sweet.
Oh, I like sweet. I like melon.
Yeah.
So what's it called?
It's I think it's Hami melon. Or
I
something?
Think so.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to try melon. That sometime.
When she teaches us how to, you know, use the iPhone, she first tells us about it, then she takes our hands and teaches us how to do that.
Yeah, I hold their hand and guide them, you know, step by step and until they get it. And I have them repeat to make sure that they're not lost and they can perform when they get home.
The hands are like eyes.
Yes.
Yes.
The hands are like eyes. So when you meet somebody, you touch their face, you can tell something about their features?
No, we don't do that.
You never do that?
Some blind people do that, but we do not.
Why do you choose not to do that?
I see before and I don't... When I see, I don't touch people's face, and I'm not comfortable having people touch my face. So I choose not to, and I know pretty much that I look like people.
Yeah, but it's true, though. A lot of people do that, right, that can't see.
Some of them do, yes.
Yeah, and why don't you like to do that?
I grew out of that, you know.
You used to do it, though.
Yes, I did.
But did it help?
For some people, yes, it did help me because I had a different idea what their face was.
I mean, I know you think I look like Tom Cruise, but I have an extremely large nose. My forehead is really jutted out, and you're not buying that, are you?
But right now, Earth and I are working on. She encouraged me to jump into the Mac computer, so that's what we're working on together now.
Are you working on a Mac Air or a MacBook Pro?
MacBook Air right now.
Okay. Yeah, I happen to be a Mac guy, and I like using Macs, so they're kind of intuitive. But, you know, I think Androids can be intuitive, too. It depends on what you're introduced to.
That's
and
true.
What you begin with, right?
That's true. But I also know how to operate a PC.
Well, see, you're way ahead of me. Because I'm terrible with PCs.
Well, that's what I started with.
So I'm a Mac and you're a PC.
Well, yeah.
We both Mac and PC.
There you go. What would you tell people that maybe don't go to the Braille Institute, maybe don't have the opportunity to learn about technology, but they're either teenagers or they're older and they're at home and, you know, they would like to learn how to use some of these things, Jack? What do you tell them?
Well, the first thing is all our services are free. They're all free for students to come in and register. Then also we have workshops periodically that are free to the public if you want to sign up.
What kinds of workshops do you have besides technology?
Yeah, so besides technology, we also have library workshops, our low vision education. So low vision is a big portion of what we do. You know, a lot of times people hear the word Braille, they assume blind is all that we work with, but low vision is anyone who could be along a spectrum of just starting to lose their vision or they're very close to blind. So
there are a million different ways you can have sight issues. I mean, even, what is it, retinitis pigmentosa, which is sort of your side vision kind of closing in on you. Is that right?
Yeah, and the key is, you know, it's not correctable is the difference. You know, I wear glasses myself, but I can correct my vision by my glasses. But if you can't and you have one of these conditions, that's low vision. So we offer educational programs like that. And then once you register, you can take – we offer a ton of classes. There's art, there's music, there's independent living skills, there's
quilting,
cooking. I mean, we there's so many you can almost not even list them of our like day-to-day classes, in addition to the technology services that we are just talking about today.
Yeah. Go ahead, Earth.
I teach one-on-one, right, like Didi here, and I'm the lead instructor there. So if you guys have like, you know, technology question with smartphone, computer, always welcome.
Well, I've got all kinds of questions because I'm pretty not technical. So, where's the turn on button here? The power button? How do you turn this thing on?
Let's come to the connection point in Braille Institute, and I will show you.
She'll show you everything. Yeah, yeah. She's good. Her. She can teach me plenty.
You know, I guess I want to say this, that we take a lot for granted. Vision is one of them, and when you can see. You don't think about the fact that there are people that can't. And so what would you tell people about what it's like to be blind?
Well, we can say this. There are some of them that are attorneys. There are some of them that are psychologists, teachers of all types. So the sky's the limit.
Yeah, there is even doctor.
Yes, there are some doctors.
Yeah, my sister-in-law, she went to medical school, and her teacher was blind.
Now, that raises interesting questions because certain doctors need to be able to see, for instance, if you had a dermatologist, they need to be able to see a mole. If you had another doctor, they need to be able to see.
Well, in that case, yeah. The doctor would be a consultant.
I see.
An educational doctor.
Yeah. And then you got a PhD.
Yes.
A PhD, right. Yeah, you weren't talking about MDs.
Yeah, it could be MD too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they can teach in a medical school.
Yeah, and they could be consultants.
How hard was it for you to learn, Didi, to be able to use your phone?
It was hard at first.
Was it?
But Earth made it fun.
How did she make it fun?
Well, when I was getting frustrated, she would make a joke. She says, well, I guess you can't find anything you want to order, so, you know, and I said, oh, yeah. So she challenged me. And so that's how I learned things.
She's a good teacher?
Yes, she is.
Is she?
It's not just because she's standing here. She is. She actually is very talented.
Well, she's blushing now a little bit too, I think. Huh?
Oh, gee, I missed that.
Jack, what's the bottom line here? Because I think, you know, we want to make sure that people understand there are programs. If they don't take advantage of those programs, they can. What's your website? How can people get in touch with you, with Earth? How does that all work?
Yeah, just go to our website at www.BrailleInstitute.org. And we have centers throughout Southern California. So if you're not in Central LA, we're close to you as well. And you can register for workshops. You can register to sign up to come in for your first time, or just if you want to learn more about us, we have a lot there.
Okay. All right. Final words. Didi, anything else you'd like to add?
You know, don't be afraid because you can't do something anymore. You know, there's people like me that volunteer and help you get around, and you've got orientation and mobility just to help you to do whatever you want to do. Walk down the street, go to the, you know, drugstore.
Yeah. Yeah. Earth?
In March, I have a workshop that food delivery, food and grocery delivery. So if you want to join me, and also we have library books, audio books we can check out if you like to read. And we have all kinds of services.
So the food delivery workshop is to teach people how to order food from any of these services like a Grubhub or a Postmates or DoorDash.
Yes. And also grocery from Instacart, from different grocery store, like Vaughn's.
Ralph's, all those. Ralph. Yeah.
Now Target.
Smart and Final. Super King.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I guess what strikes me about that is that we never used to have the DoorDashes and the Grubhubs and the Postman. All of a sudden now that whole world has opened up, and I guess that's opened up a whole world for people who can't see.
Definitely, because
and
we can't.
For the seniors too.
Yeah, we can't drive to the restaurant.
Well, you could.
Yeah. Let me have your car then.
Now that we have Tesla.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, look, Didi and Earth and Jack, thanks for being here. I think again, you know, it's important to understand that if you have a vision issue, if your vision is going south, if you can't see things as good as you'd like to, the Braille Institute is there. And no question is too simple, right? You can ask whatever you want. There's no dumb questions.
No.
Nope.
No.
All right. Very good. So here's what I want to tell everybody. If you haven't subscribed yet to this podcast, please do right? You can do it at iTunes or Google Play or whatthehellpodcast.com. Just remember, the name of the podcast is, everybody ready?
What the hell?
Oh, come on. You can do better.
Whatthehell.com.
Woohoo! Look at her. All right, real good. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.